Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be Lumber One.
Douglas County Clerk Daniel Lumison, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate the invitation.
Yeah, get real close to the microphone and let's talk about Election Day. I was over there last week. You were showing me some of the procedures, some of the things that are in place. It's a very busy time whenever it's a presidential election. That's always when we get the highest turnout generally, and clearly this year is going to be no exception.
Yeah, there's actually voters that will not vote in any other election but a presidential. They'll hold off and come out for that. That's why our turnout is much higher than other elections.
So right now we are looking at, as of this morning, as of last night, 71% plus of registered voters. And some of your comparison stats from a few years ago, I mean, this could easily maybe be a new high.
It sure could. We have to wait for all the returns to come in throughout the day up until 8 p.m. tonight.
Talk about some of the things behind the scenes that maybe people don't know about. I mean, you drop off your ballot, it gets counted by a machine, but there's a whole lot more going on than that.
Sure. We have all paid staff that takes care of elections. They are all sworn in by the oath, allegiance to support the U.S. Constitution and the Oregon State Constitution, and all of them go out. They bring back ballots from the ballot boxes. We assemble them in mail trays. They are scanned by their barcodes so that the statewide database understands that they've been received, and you can check that on Oregon My Vote. And then they are signature verified. We have staff that are trained in handwriting analysis, and they make sure that the person that cast that ballot is the actual person that it was intended for. And then they are disassembled by election boards. The election boards stack them in trays, and then they move on to the ballot scanning machines.
You know, it was interesting. I was watching some of the folks doing the signature verification, and I mean, pretty precise work. And clearly, in this computer age, a lot of people's handwriting kind of went down the hill. There's not a lot of things people have to handwrite anymore in most professions. And so signatures are not always as easy to tell as they used to be.
Sure. We get the question often, you know, does my signature have to exactly match what it says on my ballot? And the actual intent is we analyze the handwriting, not the exact way that they've signed. We make sure that we look for 3 to 4 telltale signs from their previous signatures. And so, you know, even though signatures do change over the years, we do most often match that with the person. But we do encourage voters to update their voter registration often, give us a new signature.
So for tonight, ballots due back by 8 o'clock, postmarks don't count. So you've got the drop box sites, and you've got a lot of people that have been bringing them right back to the courthouse this year.
That has been a growing trend during this election. There's some unease about ballots not making it to the elections offices, so people are bringing them directly there.
And open till 8 o'clock tonight. So what happens in preparation to get ready for 8 o'clock?
So we will have teams pre-positioned to be prepared to lock the ballot boxes, the 13 ballot boxes shut at 8 p.m., empty them, and then bring them back. And so even though we make a preliminary unofficial posting of the results at 8 p.m., there are still ballots coming in after 8 p.m.
So a lot of them, though, are basically sitting and waiting to be kind of hit the finals part of the process to be counted.
Correct.
And let's see. So you go through all of that. Now, that means that you'll have people. These drop boxes are kind of every community in the county.
Right.
And so you've got somebody clear over at Reedsport. They're going to take an hour to get back, obviously. Now,
right.
Like for Reedsport, for example, how often are you collecting ballots over there?
It's not daily, but it's maybe every 3 to 4 days, and we have teams that go over there and make sure that they're not overflowing. You know, we make judgment calls based on the kind of election and the kind of history that we've had with those ballot boxes. Some ballot boxes are checked, in a matter of, a few hours each day. And others are, you know, maybe checked once a week, depending on their usage.
So once we hit 8 o'clock and you press the lever, then where does that information go?
So we transmit that data out of our elections machines and directly to the state elections office first, and then we print results. There's going to be some members of the media that will get those printed copies when waiting at our office at 8 p.m. But yeah, the election results are transmitted directly to the state elections, and they're aggregated with the rest of the state, the rest of the nation.
So you've been in the clerk's office for how long now?
About 13 months.
What's that been like to be the county clerk?
Drinking from the fire hose. I am acclimating to a whole new career field, and it's been exciting. I've learned so much.
Very fascinating process. And of course, Oregon, with really one of the pioneering efforts in vote by mail, and a lot of other states trying to play a really quick catch up. So that's been interesting to look at on the national level. But here in Oregon, the procedure has been that way for quite some time.
We are very fortunate to be in a state that has refined the vote-by-mail process over the last 20-some-odd years. There's a lot of states out that are ramping up on a rapid pace.
Anything else people ought to know before they get their ballot in today?
I just wanted to make sure that they understand that if you get a letter in the mail saying that you've accidentally forgot to sign your ballot, or for some reason we haven't been able to match your signature to your ballot, and you receive a letter from us, you have up until 14 days after the election, which is 17 November, to rectify that with us. So I encourage folks not to be discouraged by that letter, thinking that their ballot isn't going to count. There's still time for you to rectify that, even after the deadline tonight. 17 November, that is the cutoff for that. And then 20 days after the election, which will be the 23rd, is the date we certify our official results.
Yeah, and that's one thing to keep in mind. And sometimes it's overlooked by folks, even in the media, that the results come out. They're preliminary. They're unofficial. They probably aren't going to change much.
Right.
So you can gauge them pretty accurate as being accurate. But the fine tuning and things like this, situations that come up, et cetera, all of that has to get addressed over protocols that are set up before it's a done deal.
Right.
All right.
Agreed.
Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis, thanks for coming in this morning.
I'm grateful. Thank you.
841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.